Blog Talk Radio.
I need the music, Marty.
Jay.
What's the title of the music?
Then
it's the number. It's number. It's 15 seconds. You see it up there? It's the second one on there. It's
my bad.
Man. Wow. Hello, my name is Jay King. Welcome to my show, The Way I See It. With me is my co-host, Robert Redwine.
Hello, global internet world.
Also with us is our producer and I guess boss, Marty Redwine.
he's just jealous.
That's messed up. I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself because I'm going back to work. You didn't give me a title, so I started looking.
I did this before. It says 15 second intro for The Way I See It. I figured, being that you've been around me a lot, you would know exactly what that meant. But being with Robert Redwine will make you.
My bad.
It's all good. Robert.
Yeah.
As I was saying to you before, I was so rudely interrupted by the show. Please do not ever ask me for tickets to any concert ever again. Just so that you guys know, hello, everybody. Hello, we have a guest in. We have Anthony King in. We're just getting started with the show. I'm sure everybody will be in here late. It's okay. Why would they be early? Why would they be on time, Robert, when I have a co-host like you? Robert, no more tickets for you. Okay, no more. Do not ask me for a free ticket to a dog fight, because I'm going to say no. And I'm going to say no with pride, Robert.
Yeah, where's your love vibration at? Where's your forgiveness? Where's your, it's just ever since the last show, you're back to wanting to ride me again, Jay.
I got you tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let me tell you something. I went to an Earth, Wind, and Fire rehearsal. And I put it on my Facebook, and my cousin said, wow, because people really think a big deal about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll call you and tell you Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be in Seattle, and you say, give me tickets, I want tickets, I'm a co-host, I'm a superstar, and I get them for you. And then I'm going to get you two tickets. But you insist on four. So not only do I get you four tickets, Robert, I get you four tickets and backstage passes from my good friend Ralph Johnson, who's an original member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And what do, Robert?
I'll let you fill in the blank.
On my tickets. You didn't show up, Robert. You didn't show up to pick up my tickets. The ticket that I called my friend to get for you to go to his show with the backstage passes so you could show off. I was going to get you two tickets. You asked for four, and you didn't show up.
Well, Jay, can I ask you a question? If the shoes were reversed, I wouldn't be upset with you. I would understand.
Robert, if the shoes were reversed, you would understand you because I would be there. I would be at the show. I would have called you and said, Robert, thank you so much, man. It was hard for me to get a ride, but I got somebody, man. When I knew
man,
you got those tickets.
My license is suspended, Jay.
Robert, and you don't have a car.
Who said I don't have a car? I do have a car, Jay.
You don't have a car.
I have a car, Jay.
Robert,
I have a car.
Full of crap.
I have a car.
So the police were going to see you driving and say, oh, there's a guy with a suspended license. Let's pull him over, right? Oh, that's Robert Redwine because you're a big star, right?
No, you are, Jay. You're the only star on this show.
Exactly. I'm the star. That's you darn too.
So you say.
When it comes to this show, I'm the star of this show. That's right. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. I bet you this right here.
What's that, Jay?
I bet you this. I bet you don't get no more tickets from me.
Well, I mean, Jay, if you choose to be a revengeful and not a caring vibration, then that's fine. That's your choice, Jay. I still love you anyway.
I'm glad you're telling me it's my choice. Hey, Robert, you know what I was doing? I was listening to one of our shows from a while back.
Yeah.
When we had a
Gorgeous Dre.
Gorgeous Dre on, and you said that his you said that that when he was bragging about himself being a better pimp than Magic Don Juan, you said that it was his testimony. Man, you lucky you still on the show after that, boy. They wanted to get rid of you, Linda Lou, and everybody was ready to get rid of Robert.
Oh, Linda, that's your right-hand girl, though, Jay, so in terms of business.
No, but Linda Lou was on your side at first, Robert.
No, she wasn't, Jay.
She was, right? Linda Lou.
You twisted her arm to be against me,
Linda
so
Lou,
bad,
Linda,
Jay.
No, I don't have to twist. Listen, AK was for you. AK was all on your side when he first started.
Well,
you think
Jay,
he on your side now?
Well, there's listeners out there that still love me. Some sweet, beautiful young ladies that are just passionate and loving with this show, and I love them back, and I love them more.
I love you, Red Wine.
Love you too, honey.
Okay. Listen, you got her food. She's only been on the show for a couple of months.
She's a great producer too. I didn't think no one could replace Joan in terms of what she do, and Mari's really holding her own. But I still miss Joan as well. But me and Mari, we're getting this chemistry going. I like it.
You don't know nothing.
What, Jay?
Okay, so I was talking to my dad this morning, and when I was doing my walk, and so I was talking to him about Tiger Woods, and I asked him if it was over with, if Tiger Woods was over, and he said, no, Tiger Woods is still a number one player, that his game was starting to come back, and then we started talking about the money, and I was saying, a woman should be able to give me money, and I asked my dad if he thought that was true, that a woman should give me money too, and he started off on the good foot. I know he's a softy McClure, so he went the wrong way, and he started keeping up for the woman. Women should be able to give men money like men give women money. But my dad said something that I really agreed with. We were talking about Tiger Woods' wife, and he said, I said, well, he gave her $100 million. And my dad said, well, and somebody else on the phone was like, well, what about, but what about child support and alimony? I said, well, this is a buyout. This is $100 million is a buyout. Mm-hmm. And my dad said, hell, he should be able to see you on weekends, too. So every now and then, I know that my daddy is a sharp cat.
Yeah.
Because I agree with him. He should, for that price, there should be a little weekend vagina. A little weekend hit, if you will. A little pop in and pop out. Bam!
But don't you have compassion for Tiger, though, what he's screwed these under, Jay? I know he did it for himself. But, I mean, after a while, you got...
What scrutiny is Tiger under? Tiger's making money. Tiger has a vagina kingdom. What scrutiny is that? What happened to Tiger is, then my dad said, well, you know, the paparazzi shouldn't follow him. I said, the paparazzi didn't do nothing. Everybody knew Tiger was having sex with everything moving. Through the hole with a ground and the ground with some hair around it. He was probably putting it in there. Everybody knew that. Except his wife. Tiger should have had another phone is what he should have had. Tiger really needed some black folks around him to teach him how to put the game down, because when you're Kaplan Asian, you can't really know the game.
Wasn't it him with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley?
Yeah, but Michael Jordan, they got soft there. Look what happened to Mike. Mike got caught.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley dated a white woman who probably let him do anything he wanted to do.
That's stereotyping.
That's stereotyping. Let me see. I'm trying to find this pimp show with you and Gorgeous Dre. So I can laugh at you, Robert, because you said some shit on that was so funny on here. Gorgeous Dre was hilarious, man. Gorgeous Dre got mad at me, man. Why hasn't he come back on the show, Robert?
Well, Jay, I mean, outside of the show, you and Gorgeous Dre have been friends. And so I think, I mean, soon as he got on the air, you put him in the frying pan, Jay. And I mean, that's
Hey, Robert, you get on this show? Look at you. Where you at?
Well, I'm a stand-up man. I can take it.
Hold on. You said two things that are not correct with you. Number one, stand-up. Number two, man. Neither one of those things really fit a description of you. Or your character.
Well, the people that love me know the truth, so I don't have to prove the truth when I know the truth.
Okay.
So it's all good, man, what you think. It's all good, man. It's all love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It's love, baby.
Robert, yeah. You got a lot of it, Robert, because I promise you, if it was any other host, you would not be on their show. Thank God for all the love inside of me. I just want you guys to know that my vibration is positive. It ain't stronger than normally is. For some reason, I'm on a low vibration. I've been a little violent lately. I really have. I'm working on it, though. Because when you start talking about support and all that stuff, supporting people and people supporting you, that shit will wear on your vibration.
Yeah.
That make you want to sock somebody from time to time.
Yeah, you're right.
Every now and then I want to sock somebody. Robert, I want to sock you for wasting my Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets. But you know what, Robert?
What's that, Jay?
I'm not going to want to sock you anymore because you know how many tickets you're going
to
get from me.
You could do that to me. You love me too much, so
Robert,
I don't even listen to what you say.
As God is my witness, Robert.
Well, you're sick, Jay. You're sick.
Robert, I will not give you a ticket to nothing. You cannot call me and ask me for a ticket to anything. You cannot get anything. No, you can never get another ticket from me. I promise you. And I want you to ask me. I really do. I want it to be something that you really want to go to.
Yeah,
Robert, I might tell you you can get the ticket so you can walk up there and get it.
Jay, that's devilish, Jay. It's really devilish. It's not a good vibration. It's not a good look, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so hello, everybody. Oh, Casey Weir is here. Anthony King, what's up, Dre? Dre's in the house. We got some guests. We got Marty co-hosting. I'm sorry, cousin. No, I didn't. AK thought I wasn't saying hello. I didn't have the screen up, cuz. I was in another part of it because I was getting ready to play your music. So don't get all... He already juiced up something else, so he just trying to transfer that juice over to me. Don't be transferring that juice over to me. All right, I'm gonna play some music before we get started here, before we get into our show. You guys know how I do it. You know what I'm gonna do. Let me see, where's my song? This is Missing You, AK.
at my watch and I see it's getting kind of late. I want to call and I know that you're right there at home. I pinch myself, I'm just here all alone. Oh, why? The little things you do to me really feel so sweet. While I'm gone, just help this man alone. You told me you love me before I meet the girl. I want you to know I'm missing you.
www.anthonyakking.com. Let me see. If you guys are in the room and you like the show, hey, hit your Twitter and your Facebook buttons. Let people know to come check us out. Come inside. Listen to some intelligent dialogue from myself and some silliness from my co-host. Don't do nothing else to the red wine. Artists have taken enough of you people's shit. Red wine is not an artist, AK. So,
AK, the more I hear your music, man, you sound like a star. The more I hear,
better watch out, AK. I listened back to the show last week, Robert.
Mhm.
You sound a little sweet on the show to me. Made me a little nervous.
Man, I'm very sweet to the ladies, Jay. Very sweet to the ladies.
You sounded sweet like a lady. Robert, do you know what we're talking about today?
What are we talking about, King Jay?
We're talking about support. Do people support you?
Right.
You know someone who's starting a business or you've heard some new music that you really like and you're excited about the prospects of their success.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them, how's your business going? How's your music doing? But you never ask where or how to purchase what they are doing. Do you think you're a supporter?
Is it harder
to get family, friend, or someone you know to support you by purchasing your wares than people you don't know? Are you living and giving? We on the way I see it would like to hear from you. Call in at 347-205-9366. Let us know what you think. So, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Are you a supporter or are you a chatterbox?
I'm going to tell you how I was a supporter. My cousin on New Year's Eve, I saw her at the Tony concert. We got a chance to introduce her to them, her all-time favorite group. She has a cell phone store in Seattle. She said she needed help. So I went and worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 30 days straight. And I did the first month with not asking for anything, just to help her with her business. So I put my time where my mouth is.
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is our business still alive?
Yes, it is, and it's flourishing.
Are you still working there?
No, I'm not, because I start working on my own stuff, and she ended up getting some help, and I believe she's going to do good.
So you basically was put, you were the anchor to the ship, because you wanted a check, right?
No, I was one of the launching pads to get clientele. I brought a lot of customers in and did some marketing for her and just a lot of stuff. I did a lot of sacrifice and just to see her do good. She's a female entrepreneur, a black female entrepreneur, and I'd like to see her business thrive in the community. And she's the only cell phone female business in this area.
Okay, is that where you get your phone from?
I buy my phone. I pay my airtime, Jay.
Oh, so you don't? Oh, okay. So you got those minutes that you buy. You don't have regular minutes like everybody else.
No, I have an unlimited plan that I have.
So do you have it with her? Is what I'm asking you.
Yes, I do, because that's how I keep on supporting her.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay, you guys. So you know, a lot of times, you know, people. I mean, you hear some of the people on the show, some of the musicians on the show, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Robert, and I want you to be honest.
Okay.
Whose CD have you bought? First, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Whose music have you liked on the show that we played? Did you like Samuel and his brother's music?
Oh, man, of course. Samuel goes back with you, man. I'll always love Samuel. Get with the program.
Did you like Val's music?
Oh, come on, man. Grown as a solo artist, and I enjoy her spirit, her lyrics, her vibe. It's beautiful.
Did you like AK's music?
Man, come on. AK is the truth. He's a little... He's the truth.
Right. Okay. Did you like the I'll Be Sure stuff I played?
Yeah, cool. I was surprised. I'll Be Sure has grown as a vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you one question now. How many of those people did you support by purchasing their music?
I personally haven't went out, because I just really started learning the nuances of the computer game and how to get stuff on. You know, I'm still learning. I just 30 days ago I just got Facebook, so I'm on a.
So I'm just asking you a question that I asked, real straightforward and simply.
Well, I explained my reasons, and I think the listeners want to know the reasons why. So I wanted to give them something extra and tell them why I haven't purchased
online. So you haven't supported them, is what you're saying?
Well, once I learn how to do all those things online, then I will definitely purchase them.
So they have to wait for you?
No. I mean, if I talk to them and show them support with love, I'm going to pass the word on to people who can actually purchase them. The product.
So how many people have you passed the word to for AK or Properly or Val? How many CDs do you think you're responsible for selling for these guys, if any at all? And be honest. I'm just asking you.
Well, Jay, I didn't look at it from an executive point of view. I just passed the word that these guys are talented artists. They got some new material that's good, and I haven't looked at the statistics or the data.
You can't put your finger on anybody that you asked to purchase this music.
No, just my vibration.
Your vibration is weak, Robert.
Oh, it's beautiful, Jay. I'm feeling good. I can take you every week and still be happy with a smile on my face,
Robert,
and enjoy my passionate life. Yes, I'm excited.
Let me tell you something, Robert. The Taken, that's exactly right. You take life out of me every week. You make it, and that's how I support you, by letting you zap my spirit every week, and I build it up during the week. That's why I don't talk to you during the week, except for when you ask me for tickets like you did for the Earth, Wind & Fire.
You gonna hold that against me, Jay?
No, I'm not. I'm just not gonna ever get you another Earth, Wind & Fire ticket again.
Well,
I'm
not getting you
a ticket. I'm not getting near you a ticket to any show ever. If it was an ant fight, and I had 1,000 tickets, and nobody was showing up, and you asked me to give you 2 tickets, I wouldn't do it.
Well, that's mighty kind of you, Jay.
You know why, Robert?
It's your choice.
You know why? Because you didn't respect me enough to call me and say, Jay, I'm not going to make it with those tickets. Could you call Ralph Johnson and let him know I'm not going to make it. So those tickets aren't wasted on me, and he can probably give them to somebody else.
Well, Jay, dude, this show today is not about crucifying.
Today's show is about supporting,
unlimited support. Sometimes people fall, but you got to keep on supporting them, Jay. So I think we should hammer that in. It's not about our banter. It's about the support and the love of people, man.
I'm sorry, you guys. I wanted to say something, but the words just wouldn't.
And he's supposed to be a kinder, gentler Jay anyway. You're reverting back to the old day. I mean, you're going back five episodes.
I started the show off saying that I'm not, that my vibration this week hasn't been that positive. I've been really struggling with it. You know, sometimes it happens, but I'm working on it.
Well, that's good, Jay. I'm praying for you.
I'm going to tell you something. Robert, my tickets, taking tickets from me and not showing up ain't helping.
I'm going to have Gorgeous Dre put his hands on you and pray.
Yeah, you have Gorgeous Dre. But anything, speaking of Gorgeous Dre, what have you guys been doing together lately anyway? You probably call him Sugar Dre. Sweet
man, Dre doesn't have any sugar in his tank. He's been a ladies' man all
the time. I'm not talking about him. No, you the woman in the relationship.
Oh, Jay, there's no woman in me, man. I'm very athletic, very in touch with my manhood, and I'm straight, man. I'm cool.
So you touch on yourself?
No, I don't have to, Jay. If I choose to do something, I can, but I choose not to. But I have options. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Let's get to this subject now. We played enough. All right, we're talking about support. Are you out there? The word's gotten away. Yeah. Are you starting a business and finding out that the people that you thought would support you most are the people that support you the least? Or are you one of those people who should be supporting a friend, family member, or just a business in your neighborhood, but you find every reason not to because it don't have the proper banner on it, because it's not a named spot? If you're one of those people, I'm talking to you. If you're not one of those people and you are a supporter, call in and let us know how you have supported, what you think about, and if you're a business owner and you're having a tough time finding support, tell me why you think that is. Why do you think it is hard for people? And is it black people? Because some people say, well, black people don't support black people. And I don't think that's what it is. Sometimes I go into a joint with black folks, and the girl waiting on me is popping gum, and she got a bad attitude, and she said, "Can I help you?" I hold on 1 second, and she answered her cell phone. That's not attractive. Sometimes it's the presentation. You know, and a lot of times people say people don't support me, but what about your presentation? What kind of presentation are you putting out there? How do you represent yourself? Do you know that I bought AK CD, Robert?
You did?
Uh-huh. He sent it to me, but I bought it. You know whose LCD I bought?
Who's that?
Papa Lee's.
Well, thank God you got the resources and finance and the influence to help people. You should thank God for him leading you with that ability.
Should I also thank God for putting an anchor around my ankle? An anchor around my ankle is what I'm going to say. Huh? Should I thank God for that?
Jay, why are you showing out? We got to help these people. They want to understand why we should support people, Jay. So can we get on that?
Yeah, we should support people. Robert, I support you. So we are on that. I support you even though you're not worthy of being around me all the time. I still support you. I still keep you on the show. That's support. That's a show of support, Robert.
Yeah, well, I think
have you ever seen AK's presentation? You know the presentation? Have you ever seen his thing over the internet?
The one on YouTube?
Any of it?
No, I haven't.
It's always professional, Robert. You know what that makes me want to do?
What's that?
Makes me want to purchase. You know what made me want to purchase Papa Lee's CD?
What's that, Jay? He's a good guy, too.
No, not, it was just an original. It was great work.
Yeah,
you should always want to support. And I think as people, we should want to support people. We should want to support people that we know. As a matter of fact, I think we should go outside of ourselves to support our friends, and not just by purchasing, but by telling other people. I tell everybody about the Papa Lee record, about the AK record, about the Albie Shore record, because it's important. And whether we know it or not, you guys, whether you think it's a big deal or not, it's important that, you know, that you spread the word. When you see people that are out there doing things, that you spread the word about them. You know, Robert, we're a member of BIM Radio.
Yes.
That's Madi Torres. She's the producer for our show, but Madi also is an organizer. She's when it comes to new media, which is what the era that we're in. She's an expert in the new media field, and she has about 10, 11 radio stations under her BIM banner. We're one of them. I met a young lady who also had a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and I introduced her to Madi. That's how I support BIM.
That's a beautiful thing, and I liked her work. And I went online and saw things she did, and her
videos. So you went online to see things she did, but you didn't go online. When you were online, you couldn't purchase an AK CD.
I explained to you. I mean, it's easier to go on, say, the way I see it, friends, and see her picture, then go on to it, and then it
goes. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna help you right now, Robert.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to give you some support now. I'm gonna help you support other people.
Okay.
I'm gonna support you to support other people. Okay.
Okay.
Today, when we're done with this, and you get in front of a computer with one of your friends' house or something.
Yeah.
Go to Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then on the left hand side, there's all these icons, and some of it'll say MP3, and then it'll say music, right?
Right.
And on Amazon, you can put in Papa Lee or Anthony King, and their music will come up.
Okay.
Now, if the music don't come up like that way, right?
Yeah.
And then you can purchase from there. Go to AnthonyAKKing.com.
Okay. But see, Jay, my last credit card was American Express. I don't own a credit card right now.
Robert,
I'm just telling the truth.
I know.
So you know, it keeps me out of debt.
Robert, do you have a bank account?
Yes, I do.
Do you have an ATM card, Robert?
I chose not to get one.
Robert, I'm going to tell you what just happened. I just put you on mute. I'm sorry, you guys. I had to put Robert on mute. I just don't like when people just lie. Just make up stuff. You got a bank account. You chose not to get an ATM card. Are you guys listening to that? Are you guys believing that? Because I'm not. I don't believe that. As AK said, yeah, he's lying his ass off. Robert, you don't have a bank account. You don't have a bank account, but an ATM. Okay, you cannot support. See, and we got to figure out what we are going to support. I want to support winning. I want to support truth. I want to support real. I want to support good. I got to get him off. So, Robert, you got a bank account.
I have a bank account, and I choose not, just like my friend Byron Howe, who's a manager at Men's Warehouse. He has access his money through ATM.
He chooses not to because that's how he can save.
That's how he chooses to save.
Robert, I'll put Robert on mute again, you guys. What Robert did was Robert heard what somebody else did. And so he took that as his own thing. That's some bullshit. Every day of the week, y'all. Every day of the week. Bullshit. Don't sleep on Anthony A.K. King webpage, www.anthonyakking.com, or his artist page on Facebook, Just A.K. Beautiful lyrics, beautiful music, beautiful man, Just A.K. That's support. That's what you call support. See, we got to get into the habit of supporting each other, y'all. We got to get into the habit of reaching out to other people and saying, and, you know, just like Gail said, you know, beautiful lyrics, beautiful music, beautiful man. Go out there and tell your friends. Everybody in your circle should have the good shit that you got. If you enjoy my show, and there's only a couple of hundred people, hey, Smooth Rob, and there's only a couple of hundred people listening to this show every week, then there should be a couple of thousand people listening to this show in a couple of weeks from now. Because you should be sharing with your friends your good shit. And if this is good, let me talk to Robert. Robert, how many people do you have you invited to our show? How many people listen to our show because of you?
I don't have those numbers, Jay. I just told a lot of people about the show.
You told a lot of people. How many people do you think in Seattle listen to our show?
I don't have that data, Jay. I just tell people about the show. How many ways can I say that?
Robert, I have you frustrated today. You're a little heated.
Well, I mean, you're trying to light a fire under me, but you got it to me a couple times, but for the most part, I take it. You know, I mean, it's just like a long heavyweight battle, man. Come on, this is what we do. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, I'm going to play this for, this is I'll Be Sure, y'all. I love it.
Tremble, it's like a for me, pray for me. All I ask, all I need is for you to pray for me.
Verse with I Love It from the Honey I'm Home album, and then the song that just came off was Papa Lee's Pray For Me from the Soul Vival CD. What I'm going to ask everybody, my challenge today to everybody is to show support by telling 10 people you know about the music you heard today. Don't just tell them, challenge them to purchase it. I want Bill Popoli, AK, and even I'll be sure. I want them to tell me next week that they had, over this week, that they had a spike in sales. Because that's how basic support is. That's how basic it is, you guys. Support is about giving and living. Now, what brought this subject up was somebody called me, and they were asked to be on a radio show, and the hostess or host, whatever, wanted the person to interview on the show, and then she asked for some music. She asked him for the music, and he said, "You haven't heard my music?" And she said, "No." And she's probably a little flippy because she's young, and I know how she is because I spoke with her before when she wanted my music, and I told her to send her email address to me, and she said, "Just take my email address down." And I said, "You want my music? I don't want your music." So it took a minute for her to get it. Now, the difference between me and him is that I'm a little more tolerant of stuff like that, and he ain't. So he didn't tolerate it. So what she did was she lost a guest for her show and support. We have to learn how to support each other the right way. These people make music. It costs money to record. When you heard Papa Lee singing and all that emotion and all that stuff, you know what? For every minute he was in that studio, it cost him money. For every instrument you hear with clarity, it cost him money. For every musician you hear back there playing and every vocalist you hear singing, it cost him money. Same with AK. These guys don't do music because of money. They do music because they love it. Support, y'all. Let's really start supporting the people that's going to appreciate the support and in turn going to support you. If you know somebody with a business and you haven't been to that business one time to support it, I don't care if they got what you need or not. You ain't supporting, and you ain't supportive. The only time I don't want you to support anything is if you don't believe in it. If you don't believe in it, you shouldn't be supporting it. I don't support nothing I don't believe in. I don't care what color it is. What I'm asking you guys to do is to support by opening up your heart and opening up your mouth and opening up your pocketbooks. I'm not talking about sowing seeds. All right. Okay, I'm not going to preach. Robert, do you like Papa Lee?
Yeah, Papa Lee's got some different stuff, a very diverse and eclectic mix of different styles. So there's certain things I like. There's certain things that it's okay, you know, but he's a great guy, and he got some good stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard his whole album?
I heard a lot of the stuff, especially when he was on this show.
Okay. Do you think we don't support your music?
Jay, I'm not going to put myself in the frying pan. There's people that love what I do, my performances, music.
I think your performances are great, Robert. I think you're great.
Thank you.
Just asking you a question.
Okay.
But you're going to fuck it up by trying to be defensive. And then
well, because
really get on your case.
I got to be on my toes with you, man. I never know what you're going to say.
I'm going to play something I never played before. If you guys don't know this man, I'm playing music that I support. That's what I'm going to do today. That's what this show is going to be about, music that I support. Leon Ware. Remember that name. Go buy anything he's made. This is Leon Ware. That was Leon Ware from 1976 from the Musical Massage album. Now, I'm going to tell you what's interesting about that record. The Musical Massage album was an album that he was supposed to do for himself, and it wasn't released at the time because Marvin Gaye ended up doing an album that was renamed I Want You. So that was Leon Ware, y'all. I just kicked Double Up out the room, y'all. Just want y'all to know, number one, because I don't like his vibration. Number two, because he's always lying. My parents didn't cut my yard because he said my parents were cutting my grass for me. It's not true, because when I first started, I didn't have a yard. I actually lived in an apartment building. And he said he bought a, he said he supported me, an unknown artist, by buying a tape from him in 1986, and that was a lie because I never had any tapes in my car. I had 12 inches, y'all, because that's the only thing that I could purchase at the time was 12 inches. And he was right. He said, I was struggling. I was a struggling artist who just got back from Alaska. That is true. I came from Alaska back to the lower 48 to go after my dreams. So I told him, you better be nice today, Double, or you'll get it good today. He said, I'm always nice. But I don't like him, so I decided to get rid of him. I don't like vibrations that I don't like, Robert.
You don't?
You know what I do when I don't like a vibration, Robert?
What else you like? What do you do?
Bye-bye. Papa Lee, how you doing?
I'm good, Jay.
How you doing,
first
Papa?
First of all, let me tell everybody today, Sybil's not in the room today, you guys, because she's sick. She's in bed sick, so Sybil, we send love to you. She wanted everybody in the chat room to know that she's not feeling well today, but if she was feeling well, she'd be there. So, I'm sorry, Bill. Papa Lee. Bill, you want me to call you Bill or Papa Lee?
Yeah, you can call me Bill, Jay. It's all good.
Okay, because I know Papa Lee and Bill are the same person, y'all.
Same person.
Man, I love your CD, man.
Man, the response on my CD has been so beyond what I ever expected. I'm just so happy that people, one by one, are being touched by it. That's all I could ask and hope for, you know what I mean?
Are you feeling support out there?
Not so much, but, you know, but I know that people are sheep and it's tough to get folks to, you know, it's tough to round them up and get them to do what you want them to do. But, you know, I figure with time and money and resources, and, you know, that it'll all come together. But, you know, from individuals, I get that emotional push and that, you know, that encouragement that just, like, kind of keeps your ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Do you find that friends are harder to support you than it is the people you don't know?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, friends, like, already have so many preconceived notions about you and who you are and what they expect you to be and what box they want you to be in that I literally don't really even try to get my friends to support me anymore. I've kind of moved on and I've kind of just moved on. I'm just looking at strangers and meeting people where I go. And, like, when I go play places, I don't even like really promoting it anymore because I just am interested in the people that I don't know seeing what I got to offer, you know, and trying to hope.
AK, are you there? I wonder if AK can hear me because I know he called. I don't know if he can listen, if he can hear me. AK, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Did you hear what Bill just said about friends?
Yeah.
Support from friends. Are you getting the same thing as it relates to support and friends?
I think that friends, first of all, hi everybody. Hey Robert. Hey Mari. Hey.
I put Robert on mute because his phone was making a noise. I'm sorry, AK.
Wow.
And also let me say to Sabelle, Anna E says that we're sending our blessings and love to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's sending out love. So everybody's loving you and letting you know. Michelle with one L. What's happening? Michelle with one L. I haven't seen her in a long time. So I'm sorry, I digress for a minute. So, AK, are you feeling the same thing that you have a harder time convincing family and friends to support you than people that you don't know?
No, not for me. I think mine is just kind of inverted because I do spend more time, you know, these days with my family and actually interacting with them on a give and live support vibe. So I'm getting a lot of that back. But I can definitely relate, you know, as an artist to where support is definitely, or lack of support is felt, blatantly felt, you know, because I'm the cat you were talking about in the scenario. And for me, as it applies to support, and I think, you know what, after giving it some thought, I think, first of all, support is underlined by the value that an artist puts on himself. You know, there was a time at 25 or so that I would probably run around and do any and every show that I felt like doing. At 48, that ain't what I want to do. And I didn't make a record like that. You know, so I made a record that I could walk with. And so that means I can pick and choose what I want to do. And I think that real support is genuine support. First of all, you know, everybody that I know from this show, I know through you, you know, predominantly. And all of the support, I've supported every single artist that has come on this show because I support your show as well as I support the artist. Now, mind you, I, as an artist myself, I don't punch a 9 to 5 clock. So it's not like finances are the excuse because we got to eat. And when you say, and you said something earlier, when we put our Papa Lee's in the studio, you know, that's our time. People expect from us the best. People want to be picky about the music that they choose. They always want to tell you what you could have added or what they felt. And it's fair. And I think that as artists, we got to underline the same kind of fairness, especially in this digital domain where people are downloading stuff. If you want a physical CD, you got to buy it. It ain't a gift. You know, and I think, and that's where I'm going with mine. You know what I mean? I think the value of me is I'm worth having. So if I'm worth having, you want to buy it. And if not, you can log on and go stare at my website and just click play and let it loop.
Yeah. Now, Papa Lee, what kind of venues are you playing?
I've been playing basically around town, a little spot called Lucy's 51 in Toluca Lake. I was at the House of Blues, Voodoo Lounge 2 weeks ago. I've been hitting hit the open mic at Kulak's a few times. I'm still doing private parties too. I just did a corporate party in San Diego last Sunday, which is why I wasn't hanging with you guys last Sunday afternoon. But it was a big event with my band, you know, featured. It was a corporate event and a big fundraiser for this foundation down in San Diego. So it was a big event. There were a lot of people there, sold a few CDs, played originals, played some covers, and had a good showing. So, you know, well, it's been a fair amount of dates, you know what I mean? I'm not doing any kind of, like, hard, you know, hardcore, try to fill up any big rooms or anything like that. Just trying to do small rooms, man, acoustic, you know, either acoustic or with like a 4-piece band, you know. So just trying to iron out some of the live presentation components of what I'm doing, because my album kind of goes, I can promote my album either as like a solo or like a full band, you know what I mean? So I can go with like me and another acoustic guitar player or something and kind of do a lot of the stuff off the album fairly convincingly, you know what I mean?
AK, I got a few people asking me, when is AK going to perform live? When is he going to get out there and start doing stuff? I even had some people say, you know what, I love AK's album, but I saw his YouTube post, and I like him at the piano, just his voice and the piano. So will we get a chance to hear you in any way? And that, you know, live?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I say absolutely, coming up soon, we're working on that. You know, one thing that I learned from you is how to be patient, you know, and I think the best thing that I can offer fans is my highest self. You know, talent is one thing, but the artist that we want you to support got to be at the top of his game. You know, and I find myself as an individual having to go inside of myself and make sure that I'm, for lack of a better word, qualified enough to be more my people so I can be true to them. Because it ain't about a lot of money. It, you know, I probably thought that at one point. It's about intimate settings. I don't want to be your background music. I don't want to be your hustle. I don't want to play in your casinos while you're gambling. I had to learn that about me. So I'd rather sit with three people that's feeling me, because the vibration don't count how many people in the room. You know, but I want to keep my settings intimate. I want to keep them respectful and honorable. So if I got three fans that are loyal and are feeling my vibration, not just my music, but me as an individual, then I'm fulfilling my duty as an artist. To have a bunch of knuckleheads following me just to say I've been to a bunch of places and sung, that don't mean nothing. Click on YouTube and have them call you like they've been doing.
I'm going to ask everybody in the chat room to tell me if you like Papa Lee and AK. And if you like Papa Lee and AK, put a Y. If you don't, put an N. I just want to see what we got here. I want to see how many Y's I get. All right, so AK, what's your favorite album? What's your favorite cut on your album? If you have a good one, that's your favorite. What's your favorite?
The whole time that I've been gone, and I miss being home, 'cause I've been out here on my own. Probably missing
you. Missing you? Okay. Other than missing you, because I already played that, what's your next one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ooh, Make Love to Me.
Make Love to Me. What about you, Papa Lee?
Oh, my favorite cut is, I think, Beautiful. I think Beautiful is my favorite. Or Tasty Love. It's between Tasty Love and Beautiful, I think.
You know what, Jay? It would have been better if you would have asked me what's my favorite cut on Papa Lee's album.
No. That's true. Let me do that right there. What's your favorite cut on Papa Lee's album, AK?
Oh, my God. Pray For Me is one. Love Man is not so viable. Gone is up in here.
Okay, give me one song other than Pray For Me. Just one.
Wow. It depends on what mood I'm in with Papa Lee.
What about you, Papa Lee?
I'm sorry. What was the question, Jay? I'm sorry. I was typing.
Tell me one of your favorite songs on AK's album.
Oh, well, Missing You is
okay.
Is,
besides Missing You, because I already played it.
And what was the one? Make Love to. What was the one? AK is Make Love to Lil.
No. I didn't ask. I didn't ask you what was his. I asked you what was yours.
That's my other one off his record that I like. I can't remember the name of it because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Well, you know,
name's Papa Lee.
What's that?
Hey,
I know you're a fan, Papa Lee. I just happen to be. I play you every day,
which is crazy to me, but I love it.
Okay, hold on. I want to let you guys know. I have nine people that said yes, that they like the music. Nine.
Yes.
Thank you, Nine.
Everybody with a Y by your name this week get 10 people to buy the CD or a download. Everybody with a Y by your name get, and I hope, Marty, I hope you can get all those people, get their names, you know, Smooth Rob, Dre repping Seattle. I know Anna E., Just Moi, everybody, Just Robin, I want everybody's name, 10 people. I want to see 90 CDs sold next week just from you all.
That would be gangster.
Hey, Jay, you know what I love about this digital domain these days?
What's that?
It's like back in the analog days when we had to buy records long before we could, you know, press forward and rewind. If you didn't buy the album, you had to wait till it came on the radio. So you bought the album and you had to get together. And you talked about the music. And, you know, and this is kind of like the same thing. Your people just snoring, dog.
Red wine? I just want you to have the Robert Red wine.
Hey, man. Hey, dog.
Oh, but let me tell you guys what happened. I was kicking Robert Red wine in to say something, right?
Let me say it, Jay.
I was clicking your Robert. You were snoring.
Let me say what I got to say, Jay.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Robert, that's what I got. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, you are 50% of the reason I listen to this show.
Thank you, AK.
He is.
And your music. How you doing, Papa Lee?
I'm doing good, Robert. You guys are killing me.
Robert, let me ask you a question. Robert, were you sleeping? And be honest. I want you to be honest. Today is Sunday.
I'm pleading the fifth, J. King.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that was better than calling them pops. That was better than calling pops right there.
Man, that was awesome.
I support Robert.
I just put him on hold because you hear the noise that his phone made?
Yeah.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Whatever he doing, his phone was making noise. I gotta put him on mute.
Man, we gotta get him a phone, Jay.
Robert, AK, maybe you will only listen to the show 50% of the time because I might have to get rid of him. Sleeping on the show ain't cute. I know you guys like it. I don't like it. It ain't fly to me. All right. What I'm going to do with this, you guys, I'm going to play a J. King song real quick because I miss my daughter so much, you guys. She is the love of my life, the apple of my eye, the girl of my dreams. I love her more than everybody in the whole wide world, and I tell her every day. And I miss her. And every now and then she comes across my heart and just pounds on it. This is one of those signs. This is for Jordan and Harris King.
Thank you. with no spoken word. I tell you things that you've never heard. I give my love, faithful and true. I give my heart, lay in my soul. Whoa, whoa. Yes, I will.
I Would Die For You by me, Jay King, from my open book CD, available everywhere now. That's how I feel about the little girl. I would literally die for her. Robert, are you awake now?
I'm wide awake, Jay. And that wasn't my phone making the noise, Jay.
Robert, the reason why I know it was your phone is because when I put you on mute, the sound went away.
I heard some noise, Jay.
And Robert, you couldn't hear me. The only noise you heard was you snoring.
No.
And everybody else heard it, too. Papa Lee heard it.
No, he didn't, Jay.
Papa Lee, did you hear him? Did you hear him? Papa Lee? Do I have my
phone? Here we go. I'm sorry. I got you. I muted myself.
I didn't mute. That was a self-mutation.
I self-muted myself.
Did we all need to learn?
Yes,
did you hear Robert snore?
I heard him very clearly.
Did you hear him snoring? AK.
Yeah.
Absolutely heard him snore. I'm the one that told.
You snitched me out, AK.
Nobody had to snitch you out, Robert. It was live and in living color. Robert, that's part of the reason. I'm going to tell you something. Marty Torres said, Jay, I love your show. I want to put your show with VIM. It's just that your co-host isn't on the same level as you. And then she came back to me and she said, you know what, Jay, you're on such a high level. Robert being on a low level.
She said that, Jay?
Yeah.
Let's hear from her.
I'm not gonna. She doesn't. She's not gonna say it to you, Robert. She's not. She's too nice of a woman to say it to you. Let me call my father.
I was just about to say that.
Let's talk, King.
Let's get some support.
I'm gonna tell you guys how much my dad supported me when I was a kid. When I was in a dance group, and his wife used to because he was married to somebody else. She used to put a lock on the phone because you had to. The rotor phone, she had the lock where you couldn't dial it because I'd make long-distance phone calls. I used to take pliers and bend it up and dial the phone. My dad supported that. Let's find out how much he supported it.
Excuse me, Jay.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask Robert a question. Do you believe that, Jay, about me, Red Wine?
No way in and boogie
okay,
reverse.
That's all I wanted to say. All right, I'm going to put myself back on mute and I'm going to call you dad.
But you know what? Mari kind of implied what she wanted him to say. It was kind of threatening, Mari.
He's defending his cousin, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here goes your dad. I'm going to call your dad.
Okay.
Even you knew what to say when she said that, Robert.
You instigate, DK.
Robert, you lucky. Robert, you lucky. I'm a gracious host.
Jay, you have gotten more gracious. You know that.
Thanks, God. Oh, this is King. You got. That's the... Hello? Hey, King.
Hey.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm watching TV.
Robert, why is that funny? That's my friend Robert Redwine King. He's
yeah,
so
I hear him sniggling there in the background.
What are you watching?
Oh, I'm getting ready to watch a movie now. I just got to watching the golf tournament.
Oh, who won?
Matt Kuchar.
How did Tiger do?
Tiger did okay. He was, I think, 6 or 7 under.
You still think he's thinking about that girl out there on the court?
No, he ain't thinking about her no more.
She got her payoff. What do you think about her getting that $100 million?
Wow.
Well, that's the way life is, you know. When you do wrong, you're supposed to pay.
So he did wrong.
The millions ain't going to hurt him. You know, he's going to make more to give to another woman before it's all over.
King Wilmer, on my radio show today, we was talking about support, right? About people supporting. Remember that time when I was a kid and Brenda used to put the lock on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to bend it up and make phone calls anyway because I was making all the long distance phone calls.
Yeah, you were the telephone menace. Boy, you got a lot of money on telephone calls.
King, I think you supported me doing that though. Did you support the fact that I was making those calls, that I was bending up that I was bypassing them?
At the time, I really didn't care. You know, it didn't make any difference to me because I wasn't spending no money. I was trying to do right. You know, I'd given up. I'd just give up my whole check. You know, I had to. She had to buy cigarettes for me and stuff. You know, I tried to be a good dude, but no, I didn't care really.
King, you always supported me. You know what King did one time, AK?
Huh?
I wanted to play the trumpet, right? Well,
yeah.
I did play the trumpet. I was playing trumpet in school. I didn't have one at home. So you know what King did?
Huh.
What you do, King?
Went out and got your trumpet.
Huh. What you think?
Huh?
King went and bought me a trumpet. King, you got a little vagina pie over there today, or you just by yourself?
No, I'm just sitting around resting my nerves. I told you this morning. I'm, you know, trying to be.
Well, I thought maybe King was a little sick. He was a little under the weather last week, AK.
Hmm. How you feel now, King?
Oh, I'm great now. I feel real good now.
He took a little bite of
my
laundry.
I did all my laundry, so I'm cool for about a month and a half.
ain't nothing like that other half of the month, you know what I mean? A month and a half, you know what I mean?
I hear an echo.
That's not an echo. That's Robert Redwine snickering. King, do you think I should get rid of Robert? Do you think I should get rid of him?
No, he's great for the show, you know.
You like
King. Thanks, Mr. King.
Yeah, he's great.
Love you too, Mr. King.
Now you see, when he starts saying he loves you, he was attracted to Michael Jackson at one point. He said he would have went out on a date with him. So you might want to watch that love he's sending you, Dad.
Well, you know,
I'm just like you, Mr. King.
Jackson,
I love the ladies. I love the ladies,
Michael
Mr.
Jackson
King.
Is a good-looking dude, you know. But you know, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with admiring a man, but just don't sleep with him, you know. You know, I've been watching the Jerry Springer Show, you know, and And some of them guys that dress up like ladies, some of them be looking pretty good there, you know. Yes, they look just like women, you know. And some of them guys get confused, you know.
You think Robert get confused?
Hey, this one I seen yesterday, yeah, I kind of got confused. That body to go along with the looks and the hair, and oh man, that dude look—he would have looked good as a looked pretty good as a guy too. But I think he was a better looking girl than he was a guy, though, you know. But yeah,
let me ask you a question, King. Let's say you met a little vagina pie, right? You seen it, and you liked it, and you was talking to her, and she was cute and everything, and you invited her back to the house, and you found out she had a little stick up kid on her. How would you feel?
She had a little what?
A penis.
She had a... Come again?
If she had a penis, if you found out that she wasn't a she, but she was a he, she had a stick-up kid. Look what you done did.
Oh, no, I couldn't go for that.
I mean, but what if we...
All depends,
what would
though,
you
know.
What would you do
on
if
how
you
far
know?
Along I was, you know. You know, tell her, hey, just don't tell nobody, you know. You never know what you're going to do if, you know, unless the situation arises, you know. You can always think what you're going to do, but you never know, you know.
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah.
King, I'm going to tell you something.
Crazy.
if I met a girl and she had a penis, when I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick her in her nuts and I'm going to beat her ass.
Well, wait, but King, let's find out, but where are you along with this, King? Did you just meet him, or are you at the house?
Well, I wouldn't give
you can't just walk up to people that's dressed like a dude, or dressed like a girl, and just kick him in the nuts.
No, I'm saying if I met the girl, and I'm thinking it's a girl, me and the girl, we doing our thing, and then we decide we're going to take it to the next level, and then she flip out the stick-up kid.
Okay.
And I got a stick-up kid.
Oh, did you kiss her? Had you kissed her yet?
That's why she's going to get her ass beat.
Yeah, you never know that foreplay, you know. You know, you can be with an old girl, boy, and her hair could be standing on her head like Bermuda grass. If the situation calls for it, you're going to do what you have to do. You know, them situations arise where you have to do what you have to do.
King,
that old girl, might want you to sneeze in the canyon, you know. Sex is, you know, it affects people different, you know. I think it really affects everybody the same way, but they lie about it. You know, we're more alike than we are different.
Oh, King, swear to God, if there's not another phrase that I'm gonna keep with me forever, sneeze in the canyon is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to do that, you know.
Huh.
So you
knees
think,
in
so
the
you
canyon
think, so.
And cough in the trunk, you know. Yes, sir.
So Robert and Michael Jackson went on a date, and Robert had to sneeze in the canyon and cough in the trunk. You wouldn't judge him.
Yeah, Mike. No, Michael Jackson. You know, he might, you know, give Robert a piece of that action. You know, piece of what was that farm that he had? Never Never Land.
Wow. Okay.
See, he got game, Jay. Mr. King got game. You need to learn something from your dad, Jay.
I'm going to tell you what I learned from my dad, Robert. I learned from my dad to put you on mute whenever you get out of line.
Oh, my God. King.
Do I feel a little hint of jealousy there?
No, I just put him on mute, King. So when he get out of line, I just got to put him on mute. I just had to let him know. You see how I did that, Robert?
Yeah, Jay.
Okay, I just want to let you know that's how that works. That's how it go down like that every week.
See, Mr. King got my back, Chad.
That's right. I got your back. Who's controlling the knobs?
Your son.
I am.
Your son.
One that was tearing the phone up.
Hey King, but King, what not determined to be famous?
Yeah, you always said you was gonna be something, you know. You did say that, you know. Said you were never gonna work for nobody. Yeah, I remember that day they had you out there cutting grass in the field. You remember that day I picked you up?
Yep.
You were so tired you couldn't hardly breathe when folks and work you to half to death. And you said right then you wasn't ever going to work for nobody.
Well, I ain't never worked for nobody.
Well, you know, no job.
Yeah. Not good.
Except for Jordan. I work for Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to keep working for her until she's 18. Yes, sir.
Thanks, King. I really thanks a lot. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Yeah,
I love working.
No
I'm
going to
work for Jordan. I'm
going to
work for Jordan.
That.
She's 118.
Yeah.
That
she's a sweetie pie.
Yeah,
she's all right.
Yeah.
So, King, what you got going on today? Any vagina pie later on, or you just relaxing?
No, I think I'll just hold off till Wednesday.
What happened on Wednesday?
No, why you got to hold off till Wednesday?
I don't know. I just, you know, just want to see how I feel. And, you know, you feel like doing something every day, especially when you get my age, you know. And I don't need no Viagra or none of that stuff to have my heart jumping.
You guys know King is 71 now.
You know that killed one of your uncles. That Viagra.
That killed my which one? Uncle.
I ain't gonna mention his name, but he would get that Viagra before he made groceries. Yes, sir. He had a massive heart attack.
Wow.
That's what it was taking. You know, in another couple of years, you're going to see where that stuff and kill a whole bunch of men. They be saying a million people and took this pill, but you're going to have about 7,000 or 8,000 of them dying.
Huh.
That stuff ain't no good.
Ain't no good, King. So you,
I don't think
so.
Your heart
on is natural.
Of course.
He kind of dropped his voice on that, King.
Well, you know, if it wouldn't, you know, act right, I don't know. I might have to take some Viagra before it's all over with. But you know, I ain't looking to take it right now. You know.
So if Robert takes it right now, what you saying is that if Robert have to take it right now, Robert might be in a little trouble.
Oh yeah, he'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, Robert.
Huh?
Leave it alone.
No, I don't take that stuff, too.
If you're going to take that Viagra, you might as well get you some of that Xtend.
I heard that was a ripoff, King.
It is. Some of the wrong parts of your body might start to grow. You know?
All right, King, we got to go. This show is just about over. They're going to take us off the air in a little while.
I got to start my movie all over again.
Yeah.
I got to ask King this right quick. Hey, King, when you was coming up and you liked music, right, the artists that you liked, that you heard on the radio, did you when you could purchase music, did you buy the people's music that you liked?
The first two records I bought when I was coming up was Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel and Frankie Lyman, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, first two records I ever bought.
Wow. I watched the movie today, Mr. 40, King.
45 cents a piece.
And I'm going to tell y'all something. The first time I ever listened to anything other than popular music was when I was like around 9 or 10 years old. I used to spend the summers with my dad, and he'd be driving around in that light blue Skylark with the white top.
It was a Wildcat.
What was it?
It was a Buick Wildcat.
He had a Buick Wildcat. It had a white top. It was sky blue, and he had an 8-track tape, and we was playing Donald Byrd. Sitting on the slop jaw. Dun, dun, dun. Listening to those slop jaw blues. Remember that, King?
Oh, yeah. I still play it.
I bought it for you on CD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, King, I love you, man. I just wanted to say, hey, we love having you on the show. Everybody around the country is saying, Anna E. in Moline, Illinois says, we love you, King.
Man, you know I love you, King.
Yeah, I love you too, Mr. King.
Okay, you guys have a good day now.
Yeah, you too.
All right, Pop, I'll talk to you later, man. I love you.
All right, later.
All right, that was King, y'all.
Woohoo!
She be having some shit, don't he?
Hey, King gives some good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he do. Hey, Marty, get my son on the phone. Get J. King the 4th on the phone. That was J. King the 2nd. I'm J. King the 3rd, in case you guys can't count, Robert.
Hey, that's
uno, dos, tres.
That's knees in the canyon, boy. Hey. Hey. You're going to take something home with you when you're talking to King. he just took my... And next time I have a cold, just drop me off the train.
Hey. Hey, Kay.
Huh?
I was talking to him this morning. He said, well, you know, she's getting $100 million. You know, he should be able to see her all weekend. Tiger should be able to see her on weekend for $100 million.
I didn't know she was getting that kind of cheese out of the cat.
Yeah, she got $100
million.
At least
every other Thursday.
Is it my son? Is my son here?
At least every other
Thursday. Yeah. Hello, King. Okay. Let's get my brother Chris, because he's a nut. My brother Chris. We've never had my brother Chris on the phone, you guys. So we're going to get Chris on the phone.
Chris going to cuss a lot.
Yeah, he is going to cuss a lot. He might not, because I just helped him get a truck to do for his lawnmower service.
He got the truck, man. He back to cussing.
Yeah. You might be right. Let's see if we got
him. Didn't say he was getting the truck.
Bonnie, are you dialing Chris? I guess she is dialing Chris. You know, it's good having a producer because I don't have to do this stuff. Because, Robert, normally I'd have to get you to call Chris, and your phone is working half the time. Half the time, Ray Ray and Junebug and the rest of them guys, Mike, all walking through the house.
That's what you do.
Well, you know, we're black with black families.
Phyllis loves your laugh, Robert.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis.
You remind her of when she was a little girl watching Dudley Do Right and Smitley. Smitley was a little ugly dog. Oh.
Hey, Jay. I think I'm going to talk to my agent, man, about,
hello?
Like... Uh-oh.
Did he pick up? Chris, you there?
I think he got startled. I'm going to try him again.
Okay.
You know, hey, dude, you know it's tough out there in the field.
When you guys hit a phone ring and you can't talk, okay?
Yeah.
When you hit a phone ring, you can't talk.
No jokes.
No, when Robert, you're on the phone. It can't help but have jokes. Okay. Robert, I need you to hush. Hello? Well, that's a ringtone.
I'm showing that he's on, Jay.
No, he's not. No, this is his ringtone. I'm gonna tell you what it is. My brother's from the hood. They don't necessarily answer the phone.
Please record your message.
They don't know.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hang up, Marty. Let's try one more. Marty. Let's try my brother Andre.
Oh boy.
Andre, okay.
Now you push.
You talk with the ribs, Jay, with the ribs.
Yeah, Rob Smooth said for $100 million, he should be able to sneeze in the canyon every day. Wow, sneeze in the canyon. Oh, King.
Man.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we got to get my brother off the phone. Let me see. All right, so, Marty, are you calling my brother Andre?
I'm dialing it out right now.
Okay, it's a 916 over here. Let's see what Andre do. Let's see if we get anything out of Andre, okay? Let's see what happened with Andre.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Nothing. What the hell?
Huh? I just hung up the phone with your daddy.
Huh?
I just hung up the phone with your daddy.
All right.
Yeah. How's everything going at the shop?
It's all right. You know, I really haven't been up there.
No? What kind of support are you getting from family?
They be coming up there getting stuff.
Huh?
They be coming up there getting stuff.
They come up there and get stuff.
Yeah.
Robert Redwine always, whenever I say your name, say what's up to Robert Redwine on the phone.
What's up, Andre?
What's up, Andre?
How's the ribs going?
Everything's cool.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Andre, we're talking about eating vagina. Licking vagina?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
We're talking about licking vagina. And Robert said that he was a half vagina licker. He really don't lick the vagina, he just lick around it.
I didn't say that, Andre.
Are you a vagina licker? Basically what I want to
know.
He didn't even wait for that one. He said he didn't even wait for you to finish. He said nuh-uh.
Is there a reason why?
Is there a reason why you do?
I enjoy it.
Everybody don't.
What if a woman said, would you lick my vagina, would you do it?
If she said it.
Yeah, she said, would you please lick my vagina?
How you know they ain't said it before? That don't mean it's on your tongue. If they ask you. That's just like a woman saying, can she stick her finger in your butt? You don't let her do it?
How can you compare vagina licking to butt poking? Andre?
How can you compare it? You just said, what if she asked you? So what if she asked you to do that?
Now I'm going to tell her
no. If she asked you, you going to do it?
Okay, so basically, have you ever licked vagina?
Long time ago.
What happened to that experience that made you not want to lick it again?
It wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool? Was it the smell?
No. It wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool?
No.
Hairball. Somebody said hairballs, but somebody thought that maybe because of hairballs.
I don't know nothing about that. You ever get hairballs? Then you claim to be the professional.
I like when they shave them clean. I like a clean vagina. I want to lick a clean vagina. But I know how to move the hair out of the
way. I hope you don't get a hold to a bad one.
Okay, so Andre, what's the address to your restaurant? Okay, my brother has a shop, you guys, in Sacramento. Support his shop. Andre, we're actually really talking about support. Do people really support each other? So if you're in the Sacramento area and you're listening to the show, like Gail, and you're in the North area, does he like to get his penis orally massaged? Do you like to, somebody want to know if you like to get your penis orally massaged.
What?
Someone wants to know if you like to get your penis orally massaged.
Yep.
Yes, he does.
Oh, jeez, we're going to hell.
Andre, what's your address?
1525 Grand Avenue.
1525 Grand Avenue is called Temptations. My brother can cook his whole face off. But it's a family business. Our cousin owns it. My brother's one of the people involved in it, but he's an excellent cook. 1525. Gail, if you're ever in Grand Avenue, tell your friends. You guys got to support everybody. We all need to support each other. Somebody should walk in there and tell my brother, I heard about your spot on your brother's show the way I see it, and I just want to let you know that I'm supporting it. Tell him that I came by and supported it. Papa Lee, you need to tell, you need to have the Sacramento Observer come out and do a story on a family business in Del Paso Heights, on my family's business, my brother's business, my cousin. They should come out there. They make great food. All right, Andre, thank you so much for participating. I know this isn't something you do often. Hey, are you going to do the interview for me?
I'll let you know. Good.
That means no. All right, I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you, brother. Bro, I love you.
He hung up, Jay. He's not there anymore, Jay.
I know he's not there. He will never say I love you, Jay.
He is not going to do it. He ain't going to
say he. I could feel the uncomfortableness from here.
Oh, my God. My brother is hilarious.
Man.
Okay. Hey, let's call my sister. We got 14 minutes. Let's call.
What's up, the Gabster? People speak to me on your show, Jay. I love coming here. Makes me feel good.
It's a great show. We got some great people. Okay,
well,
you guys.
Don't come too fast. You know that?
Okay, I'm going to tell everybody in the chat room, if you didn't hear, we played Papa Lee's music. We played AK's music. We played Albie Shore's music. We played some of my music. If you like what you hear, support. Tell your friends. Everybody that's listening, you need to get 10 people to buy CDs. Next week, these guys should be telling me that there was a spike in their sales. AK should, because AK sells his own CDs. He knows all the downloads. He knows who's ordering. Just AK King. I mean, AnthonyAKKing.com. AnthonyAKKing.com. We're going to put it.
All the love and support.
You guys should put it in the chat room, AK. You too, Papa Lee. I want to see some purchasing power. I want to see some support, you guys. I want to feel like we are really supporting each other. Let me see if my sister can pick up.
Hello.
Hey, Terry.
Hey there.
What you doing?
I'm asleep.
You asleep?
Why are you sleeping, Terry?
I'm tired.
Who are you sleeping with?
Who's that, Jay?
Huh? That's AK.
Who's that?
AK and Robert Red Wine.
How you doing, Terry?
Hi. How you
What's
doing?
Up? How you doing, babe?
Okay, just a little tired.
You know I love you so much.
You still
love
have my
too.
Chili beans? You still have my chili
yeah.
beans?
Yeah, you don't need
Terry, do not let anybody eat my chili beans.
I'm not. Actually, Dion wants me to make her so.
How many bags? Atra's in town. She says she's coming back to Sacramento. Coming back from Sacramento to L.A. So if you can give her my chili beans, that'll be good. How many bags do I have left?
You have two.
Damn. I told Atra she could have one. Okay, I don't want her to get them. I'm going to tell her not to get them. I'll get them because I'm going to need both of those.
Okay.
Terry?
Huh?
We on the show today, we were talking about vagina licking.
Tell me about that.
We're grown up now, Terry.
I just want to know, do you like your...
That's not appropriate, Jay, with your sister.
I'm talking to my sister, Robert. Do you want to be on mute or do you want to listen in on the conversation? Now, Terry,
I don't want to talk about that. I'm not telling.
So you don't like your vagina getting licked is what you're saying?
I don't like everybody. with a certain somebody.
So if that certain somebody lick your vagina, you like that?
I like it. Now
let me ask you a question.
You got the answer you wanted?
I just wanted to know. Now, when was the first time somebody licked your vagina? How old were you?
Okay, I do not remember. I'll tell you this. I was married. Let's leave it at that, okay?
Okay, so the first time when he first did it, were you like, what you doing? Were you like that, or were you like, ooh, what you doing?
You made me choke. I don't want to talk about that. That's very personal. You sound like Pluck Mama.
Oh, come on, Terry. Come on. You out here now.
Yeah, you. Okay, so let me ask you this, Terry. Okay, so he licking your vagina.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
No, you're not on the radio. This is just me, you, and Robert. I was just talking to Robert and AK, and we was talking about vagina licking, and Robert said that he wouldn't really lick a vagina, but he'd lick around it. I told him I'd dive all the way in the middle of it and lick the crust out of it.
Don't believe him, Terry.
But it couldn't happen to him.
Oh, my goodness.
It can't be a musty vagina. Musty vaginas don't get no action from the tongue. It'll be like a penis in salt water to just dry up. Okay, did you ever, like, was anybody ever looking at your vagina so good that you was holding their head down there and they was trying to get up and you wouldn't let them get up until they put that last lick in to make you come? Never ever happened to you?
Jay, I'm not going to answer that question.
I'm
not
going
to answer that question. You need to stop it.
Robert, have you ever licked a vagina?
I will plead the fifth.
Robert.
I'm with Robert. Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. See?
Robert's vagina licking is so weak. You're so weak, Robert. I'm going to tell you how weak your vagina licking is. You'll lick a vagina, somebody come right behind you and lick it, and I'll take the woman from you.
Jay, were you present or something?
Robert, for you, I don't have to be present. I just could look at your life and see what happened.
Wow.
I'm very happy, and I'm in infinity here, Bob said.
You're very happy touching on yourself, huh?
It's a choice thing, not a force thing.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
You know, as close as we are, I never knew you was that deep into it.
I mean,
lick the crust out of it, Jay.
I'm a vagina licker.
Oh, my God. Crust, Jay? Come on, man. I mean,
I lick a hole in a vagina, AK.
But, see, you know, there's a lot of things you won't do. You know, me and you done talked about a lot of things. I didn't know you was that deep into the liquor.
Yeah, I'm a vagina licker, but I'm not no dirt road traveler.
Huh.
Okay.
The only time I'm going to get in a dirt road is if a woman is begging for it. And even that, just a little. And even then, I'm a little hesitant.
Hey, you know what King would say about that? You got to do what you got to do.
I called your dad, Jerry.
Oh, did you?
I called your dad, and I asked him if he was a vagina licker. I asked him about the vagina licking. I asked him a couple of questions. He answered. He was a good sport about it.
Yeah, he was.
I haven't talked to Andre.
Hmm.
Oh, where did Andre? Oh, Lord. I'm surprised. Did he have a beard, too? Because maybe you got an answer.
He was surprisingly decent today.
He was decent. He was decent. He was, in a, you know, normally I'd be like, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
He actually talked to you?
Yeah.
He talked to me. And he almost said, I love you. He almost said it.
He did almost say it. He did say it, Jay. He said,
I second the motion.
He said, love you.
Yeah, he said, love you. And then when AK said it, he hung up the phone.
What?
Jerry, our show today was on support. You know, do you support your family? Do you support, you know, people that when your family start businesses or if they put out music and, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, do you support them or do you just talk about supporting them? So I got to say this, you guys. My sister Terry, this is my older sister Terry, who's like my mom and my sister and my very good friend all mixed into one. She supports me all the time. She supports everything I do. She always shows me love. She I always stay at her house whenever I come to Sacramento. Unless some vagina pie is it. No, I'm joking. I always stay at her house. Terry, let me ask you a question. What would you do if you walked into your room and saw me digging off in somebody?
That question to me?
Yeah, I'm
asking
you. What would you do?
You know how people do when they in church and they put that little finger up and bag on out? I bag on that guy. Put it up and bag on out.
The church move.
I don't know what that means, but whatever it means, if they do it in church, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that little finger up and bag on out. I'm talking to Jay, honey.
I've got 4 minutes left on my show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank my sister for participating on this because, Terry, yes, you were on my radio show.
Oh, Jay, you know you were on. I love you. I love you, God. Bye-bye.
Hey, Terry, one question, Terry. One question, Terry. Have you ever sneezed in the canyon?
Have I ever sneezed what?
In the canyon.
Have I ever sneezed in the canyon?
Yeah.
No.
If you don't know what that is, call your daddy. He'll explain it to you.
Whatever it is, it ain't cool because Clutch said, and looked to be real crazy.
Yeah.
So what that mean, Dave?
Let me speak to
Clutch. Oh, hell no.
Let me
speak to Clutch. You know what I mean now?
Catch it on Sunday. Get off the phone.
Get on the phone.
Huh?
Pluck on the phone.
Baby, don't ask for nothing. He pleads the fifth on everything he has.
see, she's learning from me, Jay. She's learning from me.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's happening with you, bro?
How you doing, man?
This is my brother-in-law, you guys. This is Pluck.
And yeah, I just woke up.
Hey, Pluck. It's AK.
Hey, man, I'm still
AK,
asleep,
Pluck.
Man.
Hey, Pluck, what's sneezing in the canyon?
He off the radio. What's sneezing in the canyon? That's
yeah.
When you got your nose in. That's when you got your nose in the coochie, eh?
No, that's not sneezing. That's sneezing in the vagina.
Oh, what's
maybe
sneezing in the canyon?
That's the canyon. I hope you were talking about.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know.
And
what
the upper one. Was the upper one? What was the second thing he said?
Hiding in the trunk. Okay. Sneezing in the canyon.
What'd you say? Was what?
Yeah, sneezing in the canyon is probably vagina licking.
And then hiding in the trunk is probably...
Coughing in the trunk. Yeah. That's what he talking about. That's what...
Yeah, that's that other way. That's that other way.
So you're right.
I would think coughing in the trunk means something dead coming out your butt.
Let me ask you a question, Pluck. Are you a vagina licker?
I eat one vagina, and that ain't none of your business. Yeah. That's funny. You think that's funny? I'm trying to please me in a minute, brother. I'm going to get off this phone. Because you have to be pleasing me.
Okay, you guys, so the show digressed quickly, thanks to Robert. I want to thank everybody for participating in the show. I had a wonderful time. We got a minute left. I'll be back next week. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we are going to be talking about something. I want to thank AK and Papa Lee for chiming in and for playing with us today. VIM Radio, if you guys want to check me out and you want to know more about what I do, go to VIMRadio.com. VIMRadio.com. And that's the organization that I'm a part of. It's going to help our show grow, please tell other people about our show. Come check us out. Support, support, support the people that support you. Love the people that love you. And give to the world because we need it. I'll see you guys next week. And have a wonderful, wonderful, be positive and strong.
Holla.
God bless. Love you. Holla.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.